Hello, friends. Who we are begins now. Consciousness of that in yourself is just the awareness. Who I am starts right now. And if I am aware, I can reward the awareness. But in what way do we, in a practical sense, congratulate awareness as opposed to punishing ourselves if what we are aware of is distressing or shows us in a light that we don't feel good about? We're developing ourselves, and now all of a sudden we're judging ourselves because we're not developing ourselves according to what our spiritual consciousness, behavioral aspirations might be. But most specifically, what I want to talk about now is what the idea of rewarding awareness and the notion who I am begins now, what that looks like in a relationship. Because just like who you are, who we are, begins right now, also every relationship, whether it's 5 minutes old or 50 years old, the relational energy, the relational connection starts over, starts over, starts over, starts over, starts over. You've probably had the experience that a relationship has seemed to be lifeless or losing life, and yet if suddenly there's an opportunity to be really vulnerable and really honest with each other, then there's this presence once again. Then there's this felt sense of relationship. So when we say who we are begins now, realize also in a relationship, the relationship begins now. So often what we do is we manipulate ourselves. We try to change our own behavior, or maybe we withdraw, or we try to manipulate the other by using anger, or by using withdrawal, or by just being a pleaser. But what if you really trusted that you could come back to yourself, start from your consciousness in this moment, that's the real connection to you, not some plan you have, not some scenario about how to be pleasing to the other, or how to be attractive to the other, or how to get the other to change in some way. Instead, you set aside all of those scenarios, those strategies, because you're conscious of them. And instead of living a strategy of that kind, you simply place yourself back. You've been, here's you, here's someone else. You've been too far over at the other person, too much thoughts about him, too much judgments about him, too many thoughts about her, whatever it is. And instead of being there and then coming back to an idea or a strategy for how you should behave in order to get the result you want in that relationship, come back and start all over in yourself, in your present moment consciousness. Really rest in your body. Really rest in the nowness of your awareness. Really just start now in that relationship. Yes, of course the relationship has history. Of course that gives the relationship depth. But there is also something mysterious and wonderful about just beginning again. And instead of manipulating yourself, or trying to change yourself, or manipulating the other, this moment is completely new. The consciousness inside of you that is aware of all the strategies is timeless. So come back to your real self, not to a strategic self, not to a self-protective position, not to a manipulative position, not strategic at all, but rather present, simply present. Who I am in this relationship begins now. I am the one that's conscious of my strategies. I am the one that's conscious of my fears of what's not working. I am the one that's conscious about what I think needs to happen. And start not as the victim or the product of an idea about yourself or an idea about the other or an idea about the relationship. Start right in this moment. Reward the awareness of all the stories that would put you in a strategic manipulative position, and start right now and see what happens. Who we are is always beginning right now. This is the beginning. There is no other moment. But same truth for the relationship. It begins right now. Can we trust that deeply in life, that deeply in the presence that links us not only to ourselves but to everything and everyone else? That really is the adventure. Trust. Who I am begins now. Who we are begins now. I will start from consciousness, not from the stories, not from the strategies. Think about this. Just reflect on it. See if you can set aside your strategies. See if you can come home to yourself. It's not withdrawing from the other. That's a strategy. It's starting in the now of yourself, in your body, in this virgin, original moment. And then being available, being present. Then the relationship starts to reward you, starts to reward whoever you're with, the two of you. This is a dynamic for all relationships. It's a really important dynamic if we want intimacy and connection and belonging to grow. Explore it. Think about it. Adventure with it.